It took 2 years to do it, but yesterday Congress passed legislation designed to fix many of the voting problems that disrupted the 2000 presidential election. President Bush said in a statement that he looks forward to signing the bill. State and local officials have to make big changes in how elections across the nation are conducted, and Congress has to find the money to pay for them. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
On Election Day 2000, up to 6 million Americans went to the polls but were not able to vote. Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut said some were denied by faulty machinery, others by bad registration lists or poorly designed ballots.
This legislation, we hope, is going to solve at least part of that problem beginning in the year 2004, where every person who shows up to cast a ballot in every precinct in America is going to be allowed to cast a ballot and never again be asked to step out of line and go home.
The bill authorizes $3.9 billion over the next 3 years to help states replace old punch card and lever-style voting machines. It also authorizes money to train poll workers and to make voting places more accessible for the disabled. States are required for the first time to allow voters to correct ballots if they make a mistake at the polling place. Voters whose names don't show up on a registration list will be able to cast provisional ballots to be counted later once the mix-up is resolved. The final bill passed overwhelmingly in both chambers. It was the product of months of negotiations between those lawmakers concerned primarily with voters' rights and those worried most about voter fraud. Missouri Republican Kit Bond was among the latter.
This legislation recognizes that illegal votes dilute the value of legally cast votes, a kind of disenfranchisement no less serious than not being able to cast a ballot.
To clamp down on voter fraud, the bill requires states to create centralized voter databases to help find duplicate registrations. Also, anyone who registers to vote after January 1st of next year will have to produce a driver's license or the last four digits of their Social Security number, or they'll be assigned an identification number by the state. Those who register by mail will have to produce some form of identification when they come to the polls for the first time. Kay Maxwell, president of the League of Women Voters, is generally pleased with the legislation, but she's concerned about how well the ID provisions will work. She thinks there are other ways to weed out fraud.
And that we just don't need to add these extra burdens that, frankly, discourage a lot of segments of the population from wanting to get involved in what they may perceive as the hassle of not only registering, but then actually voting.
One of the key things she and others say is whether poll workers will be adequately trained. The identification provisions were opposed by a number of civil rights advocates, but in the end they went along, saying they believed that the legislation would benefit voters overall. States will also be required to set up grievance procedures for voters who think their rights have been violated. The big question now is when Congress will come up with the funds to pay for all these changes. Doug Chapin is director of ElectionLine.org, a nonpartisan clearinghouse for election reform information. He says the bill authorizes money for states, but doesn't really make the cash available.
And until that $3.9 billion is actually turned into numbers in an appropriation bill, those states and localities won't be able to actually spend the money they've been promised.
Right now, Congress is embroiled in a dispute over its annual spending bills, but leaders on both sides of the aisle have assured states that the funds will be found. In the meantime, officials are starting to prepare the long list of changes they have to make before the 2004 elections in the hopes of avoiding a repeat of the 2000 debacle. They also hope, with a long enough lead time, they can avoid problems encountered in some Florida primaries this year when new machines and procedures overwhelmed voters and poll workers alike. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.